to get the pin to go to state. There it is. Moses Groves win by fall in the semifinals. He's back in the state championship. Left side, Davis will pop it to the corner. Davis with the kill. Huron at match point.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
McNeil back in now. First and 10, wants the pass. Looking. Throws deep. He's got a man wide open. Lion Decker. Touchdown. He took a shot and caught it. Huron's got 4 seconds to work with. Hilton Hines weaves through traffic. Shot off at the buzzer. Count it. Hilton Hines beats the buzzer.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Long rebound out. Alewine has it with 5:04 to go, and he'll dunk it to end it.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan Singer Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Brian Davidson, State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Attorney General Office. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Gary Zell Auto Glass, glass and windshield repair and replacement. Sun Gold Sports, Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Huron Eye Clinic, serving all your eye care needs. And Olympic Motors, sales and service in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way. Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson. Dakota Land Feeds, providing animal feed directly to our farmers and producers. Elwine Brothers Distributing. TV Sports, of course, downtown Huron. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. And Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, chicken and pizza buffet 7 days a week. Adams Quick Lube on Dakota Avenue North, instant oil changes. Car Chiropractic Clinic, full service, natural wellness care. ProClean Plus, cleaning and janitorial supplies. Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits. Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes come first. Dairy Queen in Huron, what's your favorite blizzard? And the Norby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. Volleyball mode tonight. Huron Tigers, Mitchell Colonels, ESD volleyball matchup on a Tuesday night. Late season, only 3 matches left for both teams. We're just a week and a half away from the end of the regular season, so still things to be decided. For Huron, 7-12, no, they will not be at home for the Osodak 16 for the first time since that system began. For Mitchell, they're at 3-17. They probably need wins out of 2 out of their last 3 matches to make the field. I believe they're currently at number 18 in the field for the Osodak in AA. But again, that almost goes as a sidelight here because it's here on Mitchell. Anytime we get together, it doesn't matter what the sport is. You expect a pretty big competition. You expect a lot of, intensity out there on the court, and there's no reason to think anything different for these two teams tonight. Huron, as I said, 7-12. Mitchell is at 3-17. Deb Thiel, head coach of Mitchell, she reached 500 career wins. I think it was not her last win, but the win before. Been coaching 30-some years, she says. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Josh Lean is 7-12. They've had a week off after going hard for about a month, 2 to 3 matches a week in that time. Did pick up the big road win at Pierre a week ago tonight. Now a week off. They play tonight, another week off before wrapping up the regular season with O'Gorman and Brandon Valley. Talk to both coaches, Thiel and Lean. Those interviews coming up. Our pregame report. Time out here from Huron Community Campus on Dakota Sports.
With Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We continue our pregame here. It's Mitchell Huron volleyball style tonight at the arena, and we talk with Deb Hill, head coach of the Mitchell Colonels. Mitchell comes in with a record of 3-17 on the season, and coach, here getting to the tail end of the season, he kind of knew with the inexperience he had coming in that he might take a few lumps, but hopefully you've seen the improvement here over the last 2 months as well.
For sure, we've seen a lot of improvements, especially defensively. And so, and you're right, we don't bring a lot of experience back. So we've been in a lot of matches. You know, we've competed hard, getting ourselves in positions to win. So we just got to keep at it.
You know, and the two girls I do recognize are Addie Seamson and Lauren Van Overschild. Obviously, you asked them to do a lot on the floor.
Right, you know, Addie does a lot for us this year. She's not only setting, she's also hitting. And Lauren, obviously outside hitter, being a leader for us on the floor. And the other leader that we have is my lib, Ava Brannon, who played a little bit last year as well.
And as I look at your girls here, you know, you have a little size there, but again, some of that's still developing. For instance, a 6'2 sophomore.
Right, still developing. Yep.
Well, now you come in, play Huron, and, you know, I think you can throw in a tape from 15 years ago, watch Huron. You'll probably see kind of the same thing tonight, not overly tall, scrappy. They like to get to the ball.
Yep, exactly what I would say, scrappy. We got to be ready for their middles. I think they try to get their middles involved a lot, setting some slides and some things in the three zone, so our kids are going to have to be prepared for that.
And overall, what we're just looking at, I know we have three matches left. I think you're the same way as well. What are some of the things here you want to see work on? Obviously, you need a win or two to get into the postseason.
Right. You know, we just keep challenging our kids to get better every day in practice and every match. You know, we played really well against Aberdeen last week. Didn't win, but boy, did we play well. And then against T, not sure if we played well, but we got the win. So hopefully today we can put it together.
Deb Hill, head coach of Mitchell, will take this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself,
Josh in 3, 2, 1.
Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Boys track for this Huron Tiger moment. The 1952 boys track team was loaded as they won the state title. They were led by three future Huron Tiger Hall of Famers: Larry Zwanziger, Dean Oliva, and Jerry Bales. Also, the coach, Dwayne Clodfelcher, also a member of the Huron High School Hall of Fame. 1952 boys track state champions.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
You know, our pregame, we talked with Huron Tiger coach Josh Lane. The Huron Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Remember, 3rd and Dakota is now open. Easier access now to the Scoreboard. Coach, we've had a week off, had a productive win, 4-setter on the road last week to appear. I think everybody was ready for this week off, though, too.
We were ready for the week off, you know, and I'm really proud of the way our coaching staff and our kids came into the week. It was chaos in the arena, right, because the band was getting ready for their indoor marching exhibition, so we had equipment up and down and up and down every single day, and we really did. The kids did a nice job this week, just staying focused, getting the work in we needed to get done to continue to improve. And oh, by the way, there is such thing as rest and recovery that plays a key role at this time of the year as well. So we got our injuries kind of, you know, shored up a little bit, cleaned up, and gives us, you know, a good spot to be in this week, pushing for the last couple weeks of the season.
Now, Mitchell tonight, and I guess first things first, doesn't matter what sport it is, Chinese checkers, you expect our kids ready to go against Mitchell, and the same thing on the other side of the net.
Well, always, right? Talk to Deb, their head coach, for a while before as the JV even got going, and her and I have been coaching against each other, as long as I've been a double-A coach, for sure, so there's that. But, you know, you go ahead and think, yep, this is the rivalry in the match we're ready for. Of course, this year's it feels a little different because typically we do our pink opportunity tonight. But the reality is we did that early in the season, and tonight we're going to honor our seniors because this is the last night, statistically speaking, from a volleyball perspective, right? We're not going to get a home SODAC 16 match this year. So the reality is this is the last arena volleyball match our seniors are going to play. So we're going to honor them tonight before the game. We're going to do everything it takes to send them off well. And much like, you know, I talked to the girls before we played Pier last week. On senior night, there's a little extra energy on the home court side, right? Both because of the fans, the parents, the kids, all of those things. So we're hoping Pier rode that energy in the first set against us. We're hoping that we can ride that same energy against Mitchell tonight. We just want to hang on to it more than set one, to be honest.
You know, and as far as Mitchell goes, they were very inexperienced coming the year. Really two girls back that I recognized from last year, but that was back in August. We're 2 months into the season. Those inexperienced girls have gotten a lot of experience now.
And just like us, right? So the kids who weren't starters last year, they've been in the lineup now pretty much from day one. You know, if I was going to give Mitchell a little bit of, you know, give him some credit in that regard, I would talk about their seventh grader, right? Mm-hmm. Probably, just raw talent. She's good. She's going to continue to get better. You can see it in her when she plays. I've only watched her on film until tonight when I watched her play in the JV, and she's got some talent and a natural volleyball player. So I'm really excited to watch her tonight. Now, she still makes seventh grade mistakes. She's 12 years old, for crying out loud. So, you know, you think about that and you go, okay, well, we hope that we can overcome her. But if we think about, so she's going to play on the outside pin tonight. They're going to run two setters, so they're always going to have three hitters. But they're really going to rely on her on the outside and Lauren Van Overshield on the outside, who, in an opposite part of the conversation, is their senior, right? She's the kid that they're going to need to rely on a lot. And she's a Van Overshield. I've watched her big brother wrestle for over a decade now. They're athletic. And she's going to be aggressive against us, and we're going to make sure that we get Rory's hands up in the air early to make sure that we don't give Lauren a chance to beat us. But we do anticipate a highly contested match from the outside pin tonight. So hopefully Addie and Allie, our outside pin hitters, are up to the task to theirs, because that will, in my opinion, determine who has the most success on the scoreboard for sure.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Marlene and the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard, located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 504 Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Hey, Karen, 10, senior and outside hitter. Kimden Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, DS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter. Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore. Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior. Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior. Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior. Karen Kess, number 21, DS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We are back at the Huron Arena getting set for Huron Tiger Volleyball. Huron Tigers, Mitchell Colonels. Just about ready to get the anthem here and the lineups, and we'll be going shortly. What has been a tradition this year, starting 20 to 25 minutes late, and this is no exception here tonight. It is senior night, of course, for Huron as well. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout, 2 minutes, come back with the lineups, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home. home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And welcome back to the Huron Arena. I'm Jeff Duffy getting set for Huron Tiger Mitchell Colonel Volleyball. Here's the starters for Mitchell. Kenneth Solick is a 5'4 junior setter. Ava Brannon, a 5'1 senior libero. Charlie Collins, 5'8 sophomore right side. Nia Talley, a 5'8 seventh grader outside. Audrey Miller, 5'10 junior outside. Kenzie Hetland, 6'2 sophomore middle. Emma Haig, 5'4 junior defensive specialist. Addie Seamson, 5'8 junior center and right side. Ivory Fenske, 5'9 sophomore middle. Lauren Van Overshield, 5'5 senior outside. Jada Stoons, 5'3 senior defensive specialist. Here on Tigers, girls we expect on the floor tonight, Jensie Gergen, 5'8 junior setter. Samantha Meg Moradeth, 5'7 senior middle. Chloe Carr, 6' junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 junior libero. Maddie Jurgens, 5'1 senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'10 senior right side. Addie Knight, 5'8 sophomore outside. Allie Davis, 5'7 junior outside. Haley Rogers, 5'5 junior serving specialist. Deb Thill, head coach of the Mitchell Colonels, and Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. In the JV, Huron 1-3, 25-14, 22-25, 15-9. Sophomore went 3 with Mitchell winning, 23-25, 25-12, 15-13. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our match here tonight, Carla Lynn and Annika Russell-Maney. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, line judges, Shar Sarda, Jeremy Noyes, Maddie Jurgens, ready, and we are underway with volleyball. And that'll be an ace to open it up by Maddie Jurgens on senior night. Dropped right in front of libero Ava Brannon, and Huron, a 1-0 lead on the ace by Maddie Jurgens. Jurgens again with the serve and into the net. Service there, so an ace, then an air, and we're tied at one. So the seventh grader, or the seventh grader, Nia Talley will serve for Mitchell. 12 years old, playing double-A varsity. Serve receive to Hines. Here's a hit, left side Davis down the middle, dug out by Talley, kept alive. And they'll tip it across right to Jurgens. Quick set across and dumped into the middle by Gergen for the kill. 2-1 lead here on Jensie. He had a nice night with that campfire shot last week in Pierre. Continues it here tonight. Ellie Davis serving for Huron. Davis pumps it back row. Talley is there. Set by Solick. Right side hit, and it drops in on that back line. Kill for Addie Seamson. And Mitchell ties it at two. Ava Brannon, libero, serving for the Mitchell Colonels. Floats it back row. Jurgens handles it. Back set, right side. Chloe Carr through the block and cannot get it dug out. Mitchell, Chloe Carr with the kill, and Huron goes back up 3-2. Samantha Magmoradeth checks into the front row for Huron as Carr comes off. Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Hines floats it back row. Nice serve receive overpass right back to Mitchell again. Colonels will hit off that right side. Dug out by Knight in the middle. Meg Moradeth pops it to the corner for the kill. Meg Moradeth gives Huron a 4-2 lead. Three girls with a kill already for Huron. And a 4-2 lead here right away. Hines serving a short floater. Mitchell able to handle it off the right side. Did we have a whistle? We did. Double hit on Mitchell, I assume. That was on the serve receive. Lauren Van Overschild, 5-2. Huron builds the lead to 3. Hines again serving. Hines back row. Brandon able to handle it. Set. Here's the right side hit. Cross court. Dug out by Juergens. Popped ahead by Hines. Freeballed by Davis. Setting up from the net. Solik in the middle. The hit to the corner. Nice dig by Juergens. Knight will just pat it into the back row. Again, Solik with the back set. Right side hit. Cross court. Too wide for Seamson. Hitting air. And Huron goes up 6-2 in set one. Hilt Nines, a nice serving run here. See if she can keep momentum going for the Tigers. Serve receive by Tally. It's going to be free balled across. Huron can set it up. Gergen set in the middle. Meg Mordeth pops it to the corner off of Tally. 7-2. Huron attacking aggressively. And a quick timeout, Mitchell. Huron up 7-2 in set one. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Trip Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Momentum for the Huron Tigers. They lead 7-2 here to open up this volleyball match. Mitchell burning an early timeout here on the last one to break the huddle, though. Both teams wearing black, and boy, I just wish we could figure out a way to not have this happen. I know it's not as big a deal since we don't switch sides anymore, but still, how about contrasting colors between the two teams? Serve across by Hines, drops it in front of Tally. Got a nice dig on it. Huron keeps it alive. Hit by Knight, up the middle, through the block. 8-2 Huron. As Addie Knight joins the kill parade. Huron already with four girls with at least one kill out of their 8 points. 8-2 lead Huron. Hines again prepares to serve. To the corner. That's handled by Branham, but kind of off balance, but they do get it across. Huron sets it. Knight off that right side, off balance. Mitchell will just have to free ball it with Van Overschild. Back set across by Gergen, dug out. Nice save by Branham. Third hit, they won't get to it. Nice dump over the shoulder by Jency Gergen. And Huron extends the lead to 9-2, a 7-0 run by the Huron Tigers. Hilton Hines continues with the serve for Huron. Handled by Tally, hit across, Huron handles it, set in the middle, Meg Mordeth pops it in the corner, Branham can't come up with the kill, 10-2 Huron, Meg Mordeth with 3 kills here in this first set. The run is now 8-0 Huron. Hines floats a short serve to Van Overschild. Popped across by Mitchell. Set for Knight off that left wing. Will knuckle it in the middle, and Mitchell can't dig it out. Addie Knight with the kill, her second, 11-2. Huron in set one. Hilton Nines again prepares with the serve for the Tigers. She's wearing the orange tonight. Serve receive. Branham goes down to get that one. Bump backline attack for Tally. Dug out by Juergen, set for Meg Mordeth, sets her feet, pops it back row, dug out again by Tally. Then Mitchell had a pair of girls come together there. Libero got tangled up with the setter. The ball just goes into the stands. 12-2 lead Huron, now a 10-0 run. Hines serves back row. Bumped ahead by Solik off the right side. The hit by Seamson. Tigers get control. Backline attack. Davis up the middle. Brandon couldn't come up with the dig. Everybody getting the act 13-2 here on. That's now five girls that have registered at least one kill for Huron in the first set, leading 13-2. First for Allie Davis, Hines again serving. Serve receive, back row, Van Overshield. She'll take the hit off the right side, pop it in the middle, and that shank by Juergens in the back row breaks the Huron run. It's 13-3. Van Overshield will get her first kill. Seamson will serve for Mitchell, and she'll take over setting duties. Serve receive, back row Hines, back set, make more depth off the right pin, goes long, but a tip by Mitchell. Another kill for Samantha Meg Moradeth. She has four here in the first set, 14-3 Huron. Now Jency Gergen to serve for Huron. Aurora Dreyer into the front row as Juergens comes off. Serve to the corner, tally down to get it. Quick set into the net, double hit. What'll be for Seamson, 15-3 Huron. Huron just controlling this first set. Gergen with the serve. Brandon goes down to get that one. Set to the left. The hit and drops in the back row. Audrey Miller took the nice set from Seamson. Just found an open spot in the back row. Her first kill. 15-4 Huron. In to serve for Mitchell is Emma Haig. Haig, back row Hines. Gergen sets from the right side, hit by Knight down the line, dug out. Mitchell can't get to it. It was dug out by Haig, but then nobody could catch up to it. A kill for Addie Knight. She has three in the first set. 16-4 Huron. Kirsten DeGeest will come in, and she will serve for the Huron Tigers. Again, a senior night, would like to get the seniors in. DeGeese floats it back row, serve, receive, tally, set ahead, tally, just free ball it, Huron can set it up, there's Hines, Gergen will set from the middle, bump it, hit by Davis into the back row, Branham there, set by Seamson, left side hit, tally, blocked at the net by Huron, then hit, but, oh, would have went out, but Gergen played it anyway, set for Dreyer, her hit down the middle, she answers, hey, Dreyer got a kill out of it, and that's somebody else that hasn't had a kill yet. So six girls have at least one kill in this first set, and Mitchell going to burn their second time out here, 17-4. Huron in control. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay, give Dr. Porish a call today. Be the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron in control here in set one, up 17-4. That community campus timeout of 30. They offer $40 credit hours for in-person classes, best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. DeGeest off Mitchell's timeout will serve. Back row, that's played again by Tally. Back set, right side, the hit into the net. Hitting error by Miller. Huron up 18-4. Got a nice student section here for Huron. They're going patriotic tonight. A lot of red, white, and blue. DeGeest floats a short serve this time, played by a front row player. Set and the hit by Tally. Cross the court, dug out by Davis. Back set, Dreyer will tip through the block. Nobody can dig it out. Aurora Dreyer with her second kill. 19-4 Huron. DeGeest with the serve. Played back row by Tally. Bumped. And then Tally, a little indecision. She does knock it across. Back set. Dreyer hits. Hits it straight down. Dug out by Van Overshield. Hit off the right side by Mitchell. Set to the right. Here's Davis with the hit through the block. Branham with the dig. Set across by Seamson. Tigers dig it out. Davis again off that left side through the block. Seamson gets a hand on it. Tally from the middle will free ball right to DeGeest. Back set. Here's Dreyer with the tip in the middle. Branham kind of tied her up. Mitchell, though, is able to tip it across. Gergen with the set. Here comes Meg Mardeth. Drills it up the middle. Here on 20, Mitchell 4. Samantha Meg Mardeth with 5 kills tonight. In set 1. DeGeese has had a nice run of serving here. Goes to the corner. Played by Tally. Back set, right side. The tip over the block. Dug out by Dreyer. Gergen will quick set across. Knocked back by Mitchell. Here comes Meg Mardeth on the second hit. Hits it off the top of the net. Nice save by Mitchell. That was Collins. Hit by Dreyer. It's blocked and out. Dreyer with the kill. 21-4 Huron. Aurora Dreyer now with 3 kills. Was a nice save there by Charlie Collins. But Huron was still in position and was able to get the big swing. 21-4 DeGeest, having a nice run serving here in set 1. Serve receive. Back row for Mitchell. Overpass on the second hit. Dreyer off the right side goes cross court. Nice dig by Collins. Back set across. Tally will just free ball. Here's the pass ahead. Left side hit. Davis block back and still lands in. Block kill for Mitchell. Ends the Huron run. It's 21-5. And the block kill will go to Charlie Collins. In to serve for Mitchell is Jada Stoons. You're on 4 points away, now 3 points away. Service error by Stoons into the net. 22-5. First service error on Mitchell here in the set. Colonels get Brannon, the libero, back on the floor. And Huron's going to come in with another senior to serve. Madeline Grace will serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row and drops it in for the ace. Madeline Grace dropped it right in front of Emma Haig and an ace for the Huron Tigers. Madeline Grace, 23-5, Huron 2 points away. Gray sends it back row. This time Haig handles it. Pass ahead. Tally off the right side into the net. And it's at set point here on 24-5. Madeline Grace. The serve at set point. And to check and make sure they're identical twins. Serves it into the net. Remains set point, but Mitchell gets the serve. Second service error on Huron. Getting set to serve for Mitchell is Kenna Solick, so she'll take over setting duties. Seamson will become a hitter in the exchange. Floater back row, Davis overpass and going to be knocked back by Hetland. 24-7, Mitchell scores consecutive points. Hetland gets the kill. Still set point here on, now 24-7. Floater back row, played by DeGeest. Back set, here's the hit by Dreyer. Cross court, dug out by Solick. Mitchell saves it. Third hit, Solick will free ball. From the net, Gergen. Back sets, here's the hit. Dreyer into the net. And all of a sudden, Huron can't get that last point. It's 24-8. Set point 4 for Huron with Kenna Solick serving for the Mitchell Colonels. Serve receive Hines. Gergen comes to get it over to the left. The hit by Davis through the block. And Huron takes the first set. 25-8. Huron up 1-0 on the kill by Allie Davis. Huron Community Campus timeout. 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends. ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor clean for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, remember they offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Let's do a Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Watertown up 2-0 on Aberdeen, 25-16, 25-15. Harrisburg took the first set from O'Gorman, 25-18. Roosevelt took the first set from Lincoln, 25-21. Jefferson up on Washington, 1-0, 25-18. Brookings defeated Pierre, 25-14 in the first set. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So now Huron, can you ride momentum? You see this sometimes, a team just totally controls a set, then you go back to zeros and it just becomes a whole new match. Can Huron keep momentum after winning that first set, 25-8? Getting the lineup checks, and we'll be ready to go with set number two. Again, final game for the Huron Tigers at the arena. They have one home game left, but due to the election next Tuesday, the O'Gorman match will be in the middle school gym. I got to work on hookups on that, make sure I can get a broadcast out of there. Mitchell, Kenasolik will serve to start set two. Serve receive Hines, tipped across by Gergen on the overpass. Mitchell gets control, and they'll just have to free ball it. Here's the bump pass ahead. Davis off that left pin to the corner, went long. And Mitchell has their first lead of the night on the hitting error by Huron. Again, Solik with the serve for the Colonels. Hines has a go behind her, chased down nicely by Juergens. Hines will free ball it. Mitchell can set it up. From the set, Solik, they hit from the middle, and that just knifed through there by Kenzie Hetland, the big sophomore. Picks up her second kill, and Mitchell up quickly, 2-0. Kenneth Solik again prepares to serve for Mitchell as they try to build some momentum of their own. Serve receive Knight, dumped across by Gergen. Here's the set. They hit right side, drilled up the middle by Seamson, and Mitchell now setting up the offense like we really never saw in the first set. And they're quickly up 3-0 here in set two. Solik looking to keep momentum going for Mitchell. Serve receive Hines, Gergen, back sets Carr, right side, blocked, dug off the net, going to be free ball. Nope, right side, the tip by Tally. Huron digs it out, set for Davis, her hit down the line, nice dig in the back row by Van Overshield, tipped across by Tally. set in the middle. The attempt by Carr right in front of Branham. Carr, a good job of seeing the floor, picks up her second kill. And Huron on the board is 3-1. Chloe really didn't get a lot of playing time in that first set because there weren't a lot of rotations. Has one kill in each set. Serving now, Allie Davis for Huron. Serve received back row by Tally. Right side hit. Nice dig by Hines. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Knight beyond the spike line. Puts it back row to Branham. Solik sets. Here's the hit up the middle. Goes long. Hitting air by Hetland. Huron within 3-2 in set two. Allie Davis again prepares to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row goes long. Service error. First service error of this set. Three total on Huron now. 4-2 lead Mitchell in set number two. Nia Talley, the seventh grader, serving for Mitchell. Hines goes down to get it. Kept alive by Gergen. Freeballed by Knight. Mitchell can set it up here. Back set. Right side. Seamson with the tip. Blocked back by Knight. Knight with the block kill, and Huron back within one at 4-3. Fourth kill for Addie Knight. Carr out. Meg Moradeth in for Huron. Hines serving. Tally goes over to get the serve receive. Hit from the middle, Van Overshield. Or Seamson, excuse me. Left side hit, Knight goes in the back row, Branham. Solik with the set. They hit left side and just caught that back line. That'll be a kill. I believe that was, is that Van Overshield? I'm getting those two girls mixed up now. That was Van Overshield, her second kill. And Mitchell back up to it, 5-3. Brannon, libero serving. Davis back row. Back set, make more depth right side through the block. Nice dig by Tally. Set ahead left side. Hit across by Van Overshield. Quick set across by Huron. Mitchell digs it out. Here's the tip and gets it by Juergens. Nice placement that time by Van Overshield, her third kill. And Mitchell has a 6-3 lead here in set number two after struggling in the first set. Brannon serves. Oh, that might have went long, but Davis played it. Set. Here's the hit by Knight. Blocked at the net. Mitchell does get the pancake. And they do get it across. Nice hustle by the Colonels. Tipped by Knight through the middle. That time it finds its way down. Addie Knight with the kill. She's got five. Mitchell, a great job of keeping the ball off the floor. The thing is, Huron was able to set it up and just got the tip into the campfire. Huron back within two. Jency Gergen serving. Dryer into the front row as Juergens comes off. Serve, receive, ace for Gergen. Dumped it right in front of Brannon. Huron within 6-5. Ace for Jency Gergen. Third ace of the night for Huron. Serve again. That time Tally handles it. Set by Solik. Right side hit, and that goes way long. Hitting air by Seamson, and Huron a 3-0 run to tie it at 6. Gergen looking to give Huron their first lead here in set number two. And dumps it right in front of Tally. She gets to it. Quick set across. Huron there. Pass ahead. Dreyer from the middle this time into the net. Looked like she jumped a little early. And she was trying to twist her body, I think, to get it, hit it to her right. Ended up into the net. 7-6. Mitchell leads again on the air. Seamson will serve, and she'll take over setting duties. The lefty, back row serve, receive, bump ahead. Here's the hit, left side, make more depth. Not a great dig by Tally, but Mitchell, third hit. Branham will get it across. Here's make more depth, second hit attack, and she answers for Huron again. Mitchell, a great job of keeping the ball off the floor, but then you're out of position, and make more depth took advantage with the second hit attack, and we're tied at 7. Samantha Makemoradeth already 6 kills. Knight serving for Huron. Brannon on serve receive. Set by Seamson. The hit through the Makemoradeth block. That'll be a kill for Miller, Audrey Miller. Her second kill. And Mitchell again leads at 8-7. Huron can't push their way into the lead here in set two. Emma Haig will serve for the Mitchell Colonels. to the corner. There's Knight. Back set, and who's going to be there? And a little indecision if that was intended for Meg Morideth or Dreyer. And Dreyer made a late play on it, but couldn't get it across the net. And on the air again, Mitchell up 9-7. Mitchell's already outscored their output from the first set. Serve receive Hines from the net. Set in the middle, Meg Morideth blocked at the net. Here on scrambles, gets control. Free ball by Allie Davis. Here's the set. Going to be free balled across by Seamson. Send it ahead, left side, the tip by Davis, blocked back by Mitchell. I believe that was Audrey Miller with the block kill. Just like that, Mitchell a 3-0 run. They go up 10-7. Emma Haig looks to keep momentum going for Mitchell. Back row, Knight, pass ahead by Hines. Here's the hit by Davis, goes out wide right. Mitchell up 11-7. And Huron's going to a sub in with Paige Sharon, another senior, on the floor for the first time. As Mitchell, a 4-0 run to lead 11-7. Haig with the serve, and Knight had a double take on it, did get it across, hit across by Hines. Set in the middle, the hit by Miller, and she took something off and dumped it right in front of Sharon. Miller with four kills, three in this set, and Mitchell a 5-0 run to lead 12-7, and Huron going to take a timeout. Mitchell has led this entire second set after not leading in the first set. 12-7 here in set two, Huron up one set to none. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tire Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, remember, they offer in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. 12-7, Mitchell with the lead here in set two after Huron thumped the first set 25-8. Huron using a timeout, Mitchell serving. Serve received by Knight, bumped ahead by Gergen. Sharon with the hit, back row, dug out by Haig. Set to the left, Tally will go down the line, and that eats up Gergen on the line. Tally with her first kill. And Mitchell builds a six-point lead, 13-7, 6-0 run by Mitchell. Gergen had it tied a couple of times, never able to get a lead. Mitchell serves, played by Knight. Pass in the middle, just going to be a free ball by Sharon. Mitchell digs it out. Set to the left, they hit tip by Tally, right to Sharon. Over the net, tip, and going to be two-hand tipped across, Meg Morideth. Mitchell misses it, plays it. Mitchell had a double block, and Meg Morideth, Justin just floated it over the block, and there was nobody in position to make a play. Seven kills for Meg Morideth. She'll come off the floor. As on to serve again for Huron is Grace Madeline. Had to look to see which one it was again. Set by Seamson. Here's the tip into the middle by Tally. Nice dig by Sharon. Mitchell attacks again up the middle. Grace is there. Back set, right side. The hit by Dreyer up the middle. Mitchell handles it. Bumped by Brannon. Tally will float it over the net. Nice dig by Gergen. Pass ahead. Here's the hit by Dreyer. Dug out again by Mitchell. Backline attack for Seamson goes way long. And Huron gets another point back. It's 14-9 Mitchell here in set number two. Madeline Grace looks to keep momentum going for Huron. Into the net, service error. Mitchell gets one back. It's 15-9, second service error against the Huron Tigers. Two in each set, four total. Hilton Hines back in off the rotation for Huron and in for Mitchell. is London Hayek. Remember her playing in the first set. She'll serve, receive Knight. Back set, a little off target, but a nice recovery by Dreyer. Mitchell gets control, hit from the middle, through the block, dug out by Carr. Pass ahead, free ball by Dreyer. Mitchell can set it up. Seamson in the middle of the hit. Tigers again get a block on it. Nice dig by Sharon. Free ball to cross by Knight. Mitchell again from the middle. Drop it down right at the feet of Hines. Kill for Kenzie Hetland. Her second kill this set, and Mitchell gets the lead back up to 15-9. Colonel's serving. I was off one on my running score, I guess. Dreyer punches across and just tips it. Uses the net to her advantage. Dropped it right in front of a Mitchell player. Here I'm back within 5, 15-10. Brannon, libero back on the floor for Mitchell. And Maddie Juergens on to serve and play back row for Huron as Dreyer comes off the floor. Juergens, back row, played back there by Haig, set in the middle. The hit through the block. Hetland with another kill. Starting to get it to their 6-2 sophomore with some success. 16-10, Mitchell. Solik back in. She'll take over setting duties for Mitchell, meaning Seamson will be able to hit now. Serve and Knight on serve receive. Juergens back sets across. Mitchell will set it up to the right side. Seamson through the block. 17-10. Mitchell trying to pull away here in set two. Addie Seamson, her third kill. Davis back in for Huron into the front row. Well, Huron just has not had that run in set two like they did a couple of different times in set one. Shanked by Knight in the back row. That'll be an ace for Mitchell, and they're up 18-10 in set two. An ace for Kenna Solik. That is the first ace of the night for Mitchell. Colonels will serve. Juergens on serve. Receive overpass. Going to be dumped right back down by Talley. Mitchell up 19-10, and Huron's going to take their final timeout here. Wheels have come off for Huron in set two like they did for Mitchell in set one. 19-10, Mitchell leading. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
For free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here on Community Campus timeout. Here on Community Campus offers in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. 19-10. Mitchell leading. And they have not trailed here in set two, just like Huron got the big lead in set one and never trailed. Serve to the corner. There's Juergens. Juergens will set in the middle. Carr in the corner. Mitchell shanks it. They will get it across with Seamson. Tigers back pedal. Davis will just have to free ball it. Mitchell can set it up. Solik sets. Here comes the two-hand tip. Cross court. And Seamson just seeing the floor well and dumped it in across the net. Cross ways. Seamson with four kills, three in this set. And Mitchell up 20-10. And Huron out of timeouts, and Mitchell just rolling here in set two. Looking to tie it up. There's almost an ace. Nice dig or nice serve received by Knight. Hit, dug out again by Juergens. Mitchell can set it up from the middle. They'll go right down the middle. Nobody home. Hetland with another kill. She has five kills, 21-10. Mitchell 4 points away from evening out this set. 2 minutes after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. Solik serving, and that's an ace. Floats it right in front of Juergens. 22-10, Mitchell. Solik, a pair of aces in this rotation. And Mitchell's on a 7-0 run. And 3 points away from tying us up at one set apiece. Serve, and that will go way wide left. Service error. Huron gets one back. It's 22-11. So Huron, some work to do. Allie Davis to serve for Huron. Down 11. Serve into the corner, and a little indecision between Brannon and Talley. That'll be an ace for Allie Davis. Huron gets it to 10 at 22-12. Second ace this set for Huron. Davis, back row. Brannon handles that one. Set in the middle. The tip by Hetland does not get it across the net. 2 points in a row for Huron, 22-13. Just trying to be a little too fine, perhaps, with that tip. And Allie Davis with the serve. Davis going down to get it. Talley set across. Left side hit. Seamson dug out by Hines. Here's the set. Knight coming off that left side. Through the block. No, the block actually, I thought it was staying on the Mitchell side, but it did drop on Huron's end. A block kill for Kenzie Hetland, and Mitchell 2 points away at 23-13. Nia Talley, the seventh grader, serving for Mitchell. Serve receive Hines. Gergen keeps it alive. Knight from the middle taps it back row to Brannon. Set, left side. The tip backhand, that will drop right in front of the back row with Hines. Lauren Van Overschild picks up her fourth kill, and Mitchell is at set point, 24-13. Nia Talley to serve as Mitchell looks to even it up at one set apiece. Serve receive Hines. Quick set across Gergen. Mitchell was ready. Back set, right side hit, and that will eat up Davis in the back row. Kill for Seamson. And Mitchell evens it out as they blow out Huron in set two, 25-13. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screening, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza, or online at sungoldsports.com, or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.